Taiwan special, episode one for the week. I was talking with my neighbors this week here in Taiwan about, interesting things are happening in Hong Kong and with Tiananmen Square. And I think I'll get to that in tomorrow's episode. But first, I want to talk about something I was talking about with people. So I'm with some Taiwanese here. Taiwanese are a very compassionate people. Like if you show them a picture of a flower, they stop what they're doing and, oh, so beautiful. You know, showing someone a beautiful picture in Taiwan forces them to give up their time. It's like offering tea to a Brit. Taiwanese are very compassionate, reflective people. All right. Now, I was talking with some of these passionate, reflective people in Taiwan about what the fallout of war. War gets a lot of people in trouble. A lot of people get hurt during war. And I was talking with them about the consequences of war. And it's like, okay, China wants to dominate. And then the U.S., we're talking about, you know, war games. You know, who provoked who in World War II? Was it Japan or America? Well, America was having its own trade war with Japan. Okay, so it's like, you know, they asked me, they said, well, did, you know, Japan provoked America? Well, did America provoke Japan? Like, this is a friend. We're having a real serious intellectual conversation. This was not combative at all. But they said, did America provoke Japan? And I said, yeah. And Japan provoked America to provoke Japan. And America probably provoked Japan to provoke America to provoke Japan. And Japan probably provoked America to provoke Japan to provoke America to provoke Japan. It goes on and on and on like this. And they said, America is such a bad country. I said, war existed before America. And it also existed before China. This is the thing. See, I write about news that happens in China and in the Pacific and with America and Japan and all these different countries. I write about this at the Pacific Daily Times. But the thing is, I refuse to get lost in the literary groupthink. There's this journalism groupthink that China's bad. There's also, you know, coming from the Chinese, and it's very easy to find out if a writer is getting money from the communist Chinese because they write these wonderful, flattering stories about China. So someone's either flattering China or they're just, oh, he wanted to do something with the Chinese, you know, and that's how a lot of stories that involve China from the West go. They don't always get to that degree, but they go in that direction. So I look at things my journalistic philosophy is we don't need to say that something's bad. Just report the facts about it and people will see it. I'm not part of this center of the brain dead. Like there's this center in people's brain that just doesn't function. Like I really believe if you put it under an MRI, there wouldn't be neuroactivity in like, there'd be dark spots in the brain. I really believe that. With these people who think that the news anchor's opinion will shape public opinion. That if we say someone's popular, people will vote for that candidate. If we say that a law is unpopular, people will not like the law because the guy on TV said people don't like it, so therefore people won't like it. There are people who really believe this. They believe that what we put in the news is what people will believe philosophically, like on a philosophical level. And I'm not part of that. People will look at facts and results. It's the economy, stupid. That goes back to the Clinton years, how Clinton, you know, was popular in economics. He boosted Clinton. One of the reasons Clinton was so popular is that the economy boosted. The economy had a boom because he let banks, in fact, he forced banks to loan money to people who couldn't pay the banks back until, but that wouldn't all hit the fan until after Clinton left office. That was one of the little things he did. So there were these recessions after the Clinton years. Enron was kind of part of that. There were also banking crises, a lot of people losing their homes. Those things happened. We're talking Bush years into Obama years. Those were laws created under the Clintons because the Clintons were like an Underwood for when it comes to presidents. Just whatever it is to destroy stuff, it'll collapse tomorrow, but that's okay. I'll be in power today. Like that's how the Clintons would manage things. Not during the process, it looked clean and smooth, but in the long run, it made a mess. But it was brilliant in the sense that Clinton knew that if the economy was clipping along, that it didn't matter what the news stories were, he would be popular. People like the president when the economy's up. And unemployment is currently incredibly low. So it's the economy, stupid. This is why Democrats are going to have a hard time. I don't think any Democrat really believes that they're going to win against Trump in this election. No chance. They're doing this to put up a valiant fight. There's no way that Uncle Joe Biden is going to actually win. No chance at all in heaven, earth, or the four hells. There's no chance. So, since we're numbering the afterlife, the four hells or the seven heavens. There's no chance, or the two earths. I don't know if you've heard about this, but we'll get into that. Wait, well, you've got the flat earth and then you've got the round earth. So there's no chance in the seven heavens, the two earths or the four hells that Uncle Joe is going to win the election. This is just the Democrats putting up a valiant fight. Okay. Where was I with all this? Okay. So, economics, war, and Japan was provoked with a trade war and the Taiwanese are these incredibly compassionate people. All right. That's where I was with all this. The topic came up, you know, Taiwanese I was talking with, they said, all these innocent people die in war. So many innocent people die in war. And I said, are they really innocent? Are they really innocent? Is there really such a thing as an innocent person? You know, I think I'm going to stop here and I'm going to come back to that tomorrow. Is there an innocent person?